Welcome to another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clementson, and if you're a recruiter out on your own or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategies, and the support you need to become the very best lone recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, and let's take your desk to another level. Now, if you've been following us, you know that I do a lot of things outside of recruitment, and I try to draw upon them and bring them in to these episodes because I think we can learn a lot from outside of what we do day in, day out as recruiters. But this one's a doozy. This one's massive. I don't know if you know this. I studied economics at university, so I've always loved economics, particularly the macro, and I love to bring that down to the recruiting cycles, seeing what markets are booming and busting, but also when we go trading. You know, I like to do crypto trading, stocks, whatever they might be, and there's always a macro narrative. Now, macro is the big picture, okay? And the whole crux of this episode is to give you the confidence of the next few years. You are not bullish enough. Whether you are a business leader, whether you are a recruiter at your desk, you are not bullish enough. The markets are about to get as frothy as they get. And I'm going to give you some real data and analytics around this. Quick break. We had an overwhelming response to episode 86, which was the 2024 recruitment desk planning. Now, a ton of people reached out and asked if we could help them. We can't get to everyone, but it got me thinking. I don't normally do this, but due to the response, I've decided to open up a limited amount of one-on-one coaching spots. I'm going to work with you one-on-one. Create clear goals for your desk and bulletproof plan to achieve them. No more frustration at not hitting your numbers. No more self-doubt about what to do next. Just execute the plan, achieve the results you deserve. DM me 90-day plan and we'll send you the details. Strictly first in, best dressed. Side note, I'm so confident that you're going to love it and you're going to get value out of this that I will give you 100% money back if you think otherwise. I watch in my spare time charts and tables and YouTubers and whatnot on all these things. I find them fascinating, and I know you're going to find them dull and boring as hell. So what I'm here to do is to draw out the interesting bits so that you go, holy shit, I am not bullish enough on the couple of years ahead. Now, we're going to hear in the headlines things about interest rates, economics, inflation, all that sort of stuff. And if you're not really sure what that all means and how they balance out, it can be a little bit confusing. Are we up? Are we down? Are the markets good? Are the markets bad? What's the crystal ball? What's the future look like? Sometimes it feels like we just don't know, okay? But I'm going to give you something that I'm a firm believer in. And if you go and do your own research, I'm going to put links into this video so you can look at it yourself if you're interested. But there's something called the everything bubble. This guy named Jason Pezzino, he's an Australian macro analysis trader. He trades everything, and all his videos are around at the moment this thing that he's coined the everything bubble. Now, the macro economy globally is actually pumping right now. It might not sound like it if you're watching the news because of all the negative spins and whatnot, but the world is absolutely on fire right now. And let me explain. There is an 18.6-year cycle that happens with stocks and assets. And we are currently at the final stages of that cycle. We have probably, it'll probably peak sometime late 2025, early 2026. So if we're in 2024 now, it's April in 2024 now, we've got about 2 years. I believe we've got about 1.5 to 2 years of absolute acceleration in all markets and all asset classes. And what does that mean for recruitment? Well, it means your markets are about to get very, very exciting because everyone's going to feel very, very rich. If you look at it, let's just break it down. And so why do I think there's an everything bubble? Why do I think there's an 18.6-year economic cycle that's playing out right now? Just have a look for yourself. The S&P 500, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the ASX, they are all at all-time highs. You've got gold prices at all-time highs. You've got home prices at all-time highs in the US, Australia, Canada, UK, all desirable locations. I even read yesterday that by 2027, the average house price in Australia will be $2 million. I think at the moment it's 1.3 or something like that. Like, that's a huge leap over the next couple of years. Look at crypto, Bitcoin. Bitcoin has just touched its all-time high at about 111,000 Australian dollars. The unemployment rate is actually as down to 3.9%. It's super, super low, right? And inflation, CPI for 35 straight months has been above 3%. Now, the RBA guideline is 2 to 3%. For 35 months running, we've been above 3%. That just means values are going up. It means there's price increases, asset growth, money, whatever. It's just all going up and people are looking for a yield, okay? The Federal Reserve and the RBA, they're also starting, we look at the Federal Reserve in the US, they are looking to slash interest rates. It's on hold at the moment, but we've probably got one to two of those coming. So that's only going to generate more cash in this economic climate. And what happens when people hold cash and they're investors is they're looking for a return. If they know that inflation's up and they're holding cash, that money's decreasing in value as they speak. So they've got to deploy it somewhere. They've got to put it somewhere. They're going to put their money into stocks. They're going to put them into Bitcoin. They're going to put them into property. So then they grow. And then when they grow, they leverage it out and they grow. And it just becomes this absolute hype mania bubble. The next couple of years is going to see the absolute rip-tearing highs across all asset classes. And when you hit an all-time high, if you don't know this if you're a trader, once you bust through all-time highs, there's no resistance, i.e. there's no psychological barriers to what that value should be, because a lot of traders work on charts, they work on Fibonacci sequences, they work on basically all these limits and trends and whatnot. But when you're in all-time high territory, there is no data in the past to suggest where it should land. So it usually just kind of free flows up. Okay, so the markets are starting to become very, very frothy. And over the next couple of years, they're only going to get more and more frothy. When our clients are experiencing this and there's money flowing, what does that mean for recruitment? It means we've got growth. It means we've got jobs. It means we've got projects. We've got excitement. We've got opportunity. We've got optimism. Okay, I don't care what market you're in today, even if it's down, it's about to turn. I could almost guarantee that. All ships rise when markets are up like this, okay? So that is the episode today. I will put a link to this video. It's a half an hour video on the charts and it kind of goes through all this information. I find it fascinating myself. Jason Pizzino, brilliant mind, great trader, great macro analysis guy. That's where I got all this information from. But I just really think I want to give you guys hope and optimism. And you're probably like, I reckon there's a half of our market, half of the recruiters listening to this are going, my market's pumping. I can't even imagine how it would get any more pumping. It is going to. And I think the other half is probably thinking, oh, I'm coming out of the IT crash or I'm coming out of this or that. Trust me, man. Trust me, girls, ladies, gentlemen, whoever you are, dogs, cats listening to this, your market is about to pump. And we have two or so years on it. So if you're a recruiter at a desk, get ready. Just interview as many candidates as you can. Get your pipeline of candidates ready because you're about to have to just, you're about to run out of candidates. If you're a business owner, now is the time to grow. Now is the time to capitalize. Let's just get the base load of recruiters in place so that we can catapult. And final thought for business owners, your goal over the next year and two is to build up your war chest, because at the other end of this is going to be an almighty slump, almighty crash. It'll be a 2 to 4 year crash, way bigger than the GFC. That shouldn't scare you. You just need to be prepared for it, okay? And if you're prepared for it, you'll be absolutely fine. But these next 2 years are so vital for anyone listening to this, any walks of life. It's an exciting time, but you've got to do the right things. Do not waste this opportunity. That's all we have time for today. If you've got anything out of today's episode, please like, share, subscribe. It really helps us grow. Have an amazing day. May all your deals come true.